Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Busy roads, big trucks, bigger risks. Don't face it alone. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
Who else is having a birthday today? Oh, Josh Giddey. Go to the other end of the spectrum here. He's 22. You know what I'm saying.
Keep him above. Keep him above.
Brett Favre, 55. Geno Smith is 34. Man, that guy has had a resurgence, huh? In his career?
Oh, yes. Seahawks, say
written
him.
Off for dead. Yes. Written off as a bust.
Mm-hmm. And Brett Favre ruined his legacy.
Yeah, you think so? Stealing from welfare recipients?
It's crazy. Like, Brett Favre was... Even the thing where he was showing girls, you know, swiper pictures wouldn't have done him like it did now.
It was like, still, like, that was still, like, all-American guy stuff. I hate to say it, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, it was like, you know, Wrangler jeans and a pickup truck and whatever. Yeah. And then it was like, also, I'm a multimillionaire, but I'm going to make sure that welfare recipients don't get their money. My girls' volleyball team will.
Damn,
we're like,
Rick.
You know, think about this one. This one seems...
This is a little different.
This one seems a little off.
Yes. You know
and
what?
Mario Lopez from Saved by the Bell, 51 years old. Dude was at Bayside High School, what, 5 years ago? He was 45 for that show.
That was not 5 years. You know what? I had an old man moment today. Asia and myself, we went to Bonefish Grill to eat lunch.
Ooh.
They brought the mussels out. Mussels are delicious.
Bonefish Grill for lunch, huh?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness gracious. You can't. Well, I have to eat a sandwich
spot.
At lunch.
That's a dinner
not
spot.
Not a dinner spot. It's open at 11.
Yeah, but it's like for people who are out of town and their flight leaves at 4, so they're going to have one more. And by the way, if you're out of town, don't go to Bonefish Grill anyway, because they probably have one in your town. What are you doing at Bonefish Grill?
Closest restaurant to the house, ran to Bonefish Grill, have a little lunch. I got the cod imperial, which is delicious. It's crab meat and shrimp inside of a cod.
Lunch.
Off the chain. Yeah. Wife had the shrimp linguine. Sweet rosé shrimp and linguine. Yeah. It's delicious. But they bring the mussels out. The mussels are delicious. And I ask them what's in the sauce. And the chef has to come out and explain that it's this liqueur that we burned down. And we had a 10-minute conversation about ingredients of a juice inside of a dish. When he left, I was like, I'm getting old as hell. I'm asking chefs what's in the meal at a restaurant.
And
I'm old.
You're probably going to get heartburn from it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I already took my Zantac.
Yeah.
Yeah. Zicam ran out, so now I'm on the Zantac.
You don't understand lunch.
Yeah, he's so right. I don't think you understand lunch.
What are you talking? Good food? I'm hungry. Let's eat some good food.
You can't be that hungry for lunch because you're just kind of getting your day started still. Yeah. Admittedly, my day starts a little bit late, but I went downstairs, El Almacen, little Argentinian spot, and I had my cafe latte and avocado toast. And to be quite honest, I wasn't going to even eat the second piece of toast because one toast is enough for lunch. I forced myself and I ate it. But, you know, Bonefish Grill, I mean, people go there on like a birthday. Like they oh my God, I have a $100 gift card for Bonefish Grill. Let's make it our Friday night thing.
Yep.
You're going there for a Thursday lunch? I mean, I don't know. I think Solana's right. You don't know what lunch is.
Sit down with the wife, rub her knee, you know, watch some TV right there at the bar. Yeah, Bonefish Grill. I don't have to eat a damn sandwich for lunch every day.
Can you imagine the horror, Hawk, of going to Bonefish Grill for whatever reason? Your wife drags you there. You look across from you and some guy's rubbing his wife's knee with a plate of linguine in front of them.
And then 10 minutes later, the chef is coming out and he's explaining to him, like, with diagrams. Like, what a horror show.
Age was like, is this sweetness agave? He was like, no, it's a liqueur that we burned down. It's called Asinca. Oh, Asinca, where's that from?
Chef from Uruguay. Thing. He's like, I'm going home early because what the hell was that?
I'll make some muscles. I need some Asinca.
What'd you have for lunch, Solana?
I had two croquetas and a pastelito de carne from Casabana.
That's a perfect lunch, by the way. That's perfect. It's almost a little bit too much, and I bet Solana would acknowledge that.
Oh, I'm stuffed, man. I'm just not feeling right for this show today.
I'm being judged because Solana eats like a construction worker.
Well, that's not like that's good. Fair.
To be fair,
I don't think that's fair.
To be fair,
you stop
Hawk
at the little ventanita and get that.
So today, for the first time, I told you guys I closed on my house yesterday. I had workers.
Mazel tov, a mazel tov, a mazel tov, a simon. All right.
I had workers at my house 7:30 a.m. this morning. So at around noon, before coming to the show, I went to the ventanita. There's a Casabana down the street from my new house.
All croquetas.
I brought them a docena of croquetas, 12 croquetas.
That's my guy.
I ate two,
That's
by the way.
That's my guy.
How do you guys feel about that? I bought 12 croquetas for five construction
That's my
workers,
guy.
But
what
I ate
I do.
Two.
Yeah. That is what I do. I go down. I have workers in the house. I go down to El Almacen. They've got the little empanadas. I get a whole, get a dozen or a half dozen, depending on how many people are here. Time of their lives. Time of their lives.
A colada.
Are you paying them? Were you paying them to be there?
I am. Yeah, I am.
And now you have to buy them lunch?
Yeah, and they all were like, oh, muchas gracias. Thank you very much. No, we're full. We brought sandwiches. I said, okay, I'm going to leave them right here for you. $50 says I get home. Those croquetas are cash, bro.
Of course. Of course. That's a great move on your part.
Terrible move. Waste of money. That's why you got to eat
like huevos rancheros.
Hey, if y'all two stop buying workers lunch, you'll be able to go to Bonefish Grill for lunch.
Jimmy, what'd you have for lunch today?
I had spicy nugs from Wendy's.
That's a lunch. That's a lunch. Spicy nugs. You have any fries?
No fries, just a drink.
Right.
Just spicy
no
nugs.
Fries.
No, that's a legit lunch. Like, that's good. The spicy nugs are good. What, you get five of those, I think, at Wendy's?
No, I got the 10-piece.
Got the 10-piece, huh? Maybe you want to throttle it back to five.
Or six, because that's how much it goes to.
So, avocado toast, two croquetas, or some damn nuggets are better than a cod imperial. Crab meat inside of cod.
It's too cutesy. That's not cutesy. Lunch. And then you're rubbing on your wife at the bar, and the chef is coming out. It's
like, we've been together like 15 years. I can't grope my wife.
Yeah, but it's like, what are you doing at lunch? What are we doing here? Either concentrate on the cod or concentrate on the leg. It's enough already. It's just enough. Man, I wish I tailed you on the Dodgers bet last night. Did you bet that Dodgers game?
I did.
I was so pissed that I didn't, because honestly, you're handicapping, which is a stupid man's handicapping, but I'm so down with it, was, hey, Dodgers aren't going home yet. Yeah. It was one sentence of stupid man handicapping, and he was so right on. Yeah. Yes. And I put the game on, and it was too late, and I'm like, man, why didn't I tail that bet?
Yeah. I don't know who the hell the first pitcher was. The little white dude, he was throwing, what'd you call it, Solana? Pure stink, pure filth.
Pure filth.
Man, that Joker had that ball. Fum, 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 fum. I said, it's in trouble.
Lieutenant Dan is all right in Tampa. He survived the storm. He wrote it out. There's a lot of controversy on Lieutenant Dan. We talked about him yesterday. Yeah. You know, he's got like 14 different mugshots. Now, I did do a little deeper research. Like, more than half, like three quarters of those are failure to appear. So I don't want you to think that he's done, 14 arrest-worthy crimes. He just got arrested once and then never went back into the court system. And then every time he gets pulled over or whatever, He gets the warrant for failure to appear. They drag him back. I watch OP Live. They drag him back in. They give him another court date. Doesn't show up again. Now you got an active warrant. And if you get pulled over again, you've got an active warrant. And so that's what keeps happening to Lieutenant Dan. He also got a $100,000 streaming deal on Kick.
From one of them dumb little Aiden Ross or something. I saw
those guys. What? Those guys have so much money. Who's the kid that crashed his McLaren in Miami the other day?
Oh, yeah.
The little thick-haired, white fellow.
18-year-old little, yeah.
Yeah.
What's that dude's name? How's he driving a McLaren? Are they saving? Do they have 401ks?
They'll all be working to the Walmart here in about 5-6 years.
Jack Doherty.
Do they not realize that the window for what they're doing, and God bless them for making money, that window is not going to be open very long, I don't think. It is for some people, I guess. Who's the guy? Who's the gamer? Nobody talks about him, but back in the day, but I'm sure he's still making...
Ninja.
Green.
Ninja. Still, you know what else? Still making money.
Mr. Beast is investing his money into now retail, so he has all kind of retail
stuff. He's a legit businessman. He's an actual economy at this point, but these streamers, the McLaren guy, they're just throwing money. The guy who gave this Lieutenant Dan a $100,000 deal, unless he knows that it's through his Kick account, I guess, and that he's going to be able to I don't know, maybe, but it seems like these guys throw 100 grand around like it's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they make money, man. Literally, hey, I'm going to buy all this stuff, and it's going to get me 6 million views on TikTok.
Right. I guess the ROI is there. Yeah. So I'll spend all this, but I actually am getting a return of this. It's like Solana with the croquetas. Throwing them around, but he's getting it back in shelves and closet space and all that stuff.
They better know where the paper towels are. What aisle the paper towels are on here coming up soon. Hey, Aiden, where's the paper towels?
Anyway, we have a lot to get to today. Gino Toretta will join us today. Remind me to ask him if he likes the David Lee Roth or Sammy Hagar version of Van Halen better. We've got Thursday night football tonight or Panthers hockey. Which one's going to have more of your interest?
I can watch both. Panthers at 7, Thursday nights at 8:15. I got an hour of Panthers, and then I got to decide.
Because I can't figure out, it's really tough to transition from football season already to hockey, and it'll be basketball in a week or so. But wherever my money is, I think I'm going to bet Panthers team total over 3.5. I think they have some more goals in them.
Yes.
Panthers team total. Because then if they do hit it, say in the first or second period, then I don't have to worry about watching the third period. I've already won my money. We've all acknowledged that. I mean, the game's this early. Do they really matter?
Yeah.
Over-under for the game is 6.5. Yeah, Panthers team total is 3.5. I think I'm betting the Panthers team. In fact, I'm betting it right now.
Two of the top teams in the NFC, though. San Fran at Seattle.
I know. I want to watch the game.
Yeah.
Little 10% profit boost. All right, here we go. Panthers team total over 3.5. It is placed. Let's hit that early and often, Panthers. Early and often.
Look at that. I had Dodgers to win and Dodgers plus 1.5. Ooh, I hit him.
I'm so pissed I didn't tail it. Panthers game tonight on this radio station. Let's get headlines here. Gino Toretta is going to join us. Ben Volen is going to join us. We'll talk some NFL with him. There's two national holidays today revolving around cake. And I would like to play, Angel Food Cake Day and some other cake day. And it might be a good excuse to play your frozen cake bit. Huh. I'm just saying. I'm just throwing it out there.
Man, if I didn't even put those on the show sheet, you're really
I think you didn't put them on there intentionally. I think anything that has cake in it, you intentionally leave off the show sheet. That's my guess. Here's your headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
National Angel Food Cake Day and National Cake Decorating Day.
I mean, we'd almost be derelict in our duties as radio hosts if we didn't play your frozen cake segment.
Gotta do it.
Man, I hate bye weeks. All right.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
The Panthers.
Or we could play No J.D. Six, though, for the white guy that was throwing filth.
He was throwing straight filth. Who was that pitcher?
Panthers, Senators, is hot.
I mean, pretty much
tonight.
We can do whatever we want around 3:15 because Crowder's going to have to take a nap after Imperial. If you get anything Imperial for lunch, anything with Imperial in the title, like, dude can't last beyond 3:15 today, right? I mean, he's gonna, his eyelids are going to be drooping.
Little citrus oil base with crab meat and shrimp inside
right, we got
of a
you, chef. We got you, chef. We know. You spend 40 minutes with the chef. You ruined his day, too.
Capers on top with a Parmesan crust?
What? How much was your lunch today, big baller?
Well, it was Asian myself, so me and my wife, I think it came up with tip to like $110.
Woo! For lunch! For lunch!
I tip the hell out of people, though. I do that. For I'm not going to buy a worker food, but... I think the meal was probably 68, something like that, and I end up tipping like
for lunch. $35. You hear that, Jimmy? How much was your lunch today, Jimmy?
$6.
$6, and you probably were sweating it out.
Not at all.
Work with me, Jimmy. You got to work with me on these things.
Spend all your money
maybe just
on OnlyFans. Stop getting them subscriptions. You better get your $100 lunch.
Oh, you thought spicy nugs was lunch?
That was a description. Never mind, Jimbo. Do what you do.
Yes, sir.
By the way, I did, because we talked about it last night, I ended up ordering Chinese food, and my leftovers tonight, my dinner tonight, Crowder, is going to be cold Chinese food right out of the fridge.
How about this? Mm. That cold during a hockey game hits. Cold food at a hockey game misses. But on the couch watching hockey with cold leftovers, that hits.
Ooh.
Make you feel like you're there.
Something about it, man. Yeah. It just hits. Yeah, it's cold. Yeah.
Cold
yeah, you feel
rice.
Like you're at the rink.
Cold rice.
Yeah, and it's like hard and crunchy. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good old crunchy rice. Hey, boy, I love it. Yeah. Give me that crunchy rice. Y'all are crazy.
I did that during the Stanley Cup final, though, Crowder. Like, had the Panthers game on, game 7. Brother, I put my AC down to 44 degrees. Like, I wanted to feel like I was at the arena.
Do you know those little red and white little containers that the Chinese food comes in? They're plates. If you take the metal thing out, you can spread them open like a plate.
Look at that. You watch those Instagram accounts?
I've done it.
Life hacks.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, so open it up, spread it out, throw it in the microwave. Now it's paper. The little metal will pop. The paper won't pop. Warm your food up. You're a grown man with a house.
That's fascinating. I didn't know that.
There's a lot of things on these like life hack Instagrams and stuff where you're like, no way. Like you're doing everything wrong your entire life.
You know what the dumb one is? On a can of Coke. If you turn the little popper around, a straw goes in there.
Bro.
You could just stick a straw in the hole.
Yeah, but it keeps it in place.
But it wobbles around if you don't stick it through the guide.
Y'all straw canned soda?
Well, I would never drink canned soda out of a straw, and I don't even like a straw in a glass. I'm a man. Yeah. I don't need a straw.
I'm with you. I don't straw too much. Solana likes He takes his straw with him to school and things.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you bring your straw with you.
Metal straw. Yeah, I'm a metal straw guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Brother, you spent $190 on lunch today.
108, and it was delicious.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.